Welcome back, y'all, to the 5Nuttin100Nuttin.com channel. I am Fergit. That stands for the funniest underrated redneck guru using litter tactics. Now, I'm going to talk to you guys about a few. Let's do some house cleaning. They call it the house cleaning, all right? Now, word on the street and the update, right? Give you my status update. Well, Mom and I are going strong. You know, nothing can break us apart. I mean, you know, with all this stuff going on right now, this crisis, this global crisis, they call it, we ain't going nowhere, you know, no matter how much fighting or what's going on, disagreements. I mean, you know, you get back to the basics of life sometimes, and you start to mind your P's and Q's. You don't go on no dating apps. You don't talk to no girls or guys. If it was, you know, I mean, it could be mom or I. I don't want to out anybody, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, times are a little tough, a little different. But you know what? Our forefathers, our stepfathers, our uncles, our step-uncles, all of them, bro, they lived and died for this country. I thank God for them every day. I pray for them, go to their graves and pray for them. I know that God hears me, right? So we're going to talk about 5 tips for surviving this crisis, all right? So Mom and I are doing fine. We ain't going nowhere. We're not allowed to, actually. That's part of the problem. And I'm tethered anyway, so it don't matter, you know, if you get this virus and stuff. Because, you know, Fergit, old dirty Uncle Fergit's here to stay, baby. That's what my attorney said. I might have to stay somewhere, but, you know, for a little while. But it's all good in the hood right now, y'all. So here's what we got. Number one tip, okay? Forget the toilet paper when you're over at the grocery store, right? I'm going to tell you why. Now, all these fools are lining up, grabbing, pushing, elbowing. Sounds like an orgy if you ask me. Don't worry. I don't think I got anything, but my throat's really sore, though. But anyways, what you need to be doing, if you're going to go and brave the elements, right, and get out there in the chaos, you know, during this pandemic, you need to get snacks, okay? Because what are you going to be doing over the next several months? You're going to be watching the old boob tube, right, the TV. Now, I suspect you get one of them Netflix prescriptions. Maybe the Hulu as well. I don't know. There's a bunch of them, you know. I mean, I just go in old Roy's yard and I splice his splitter, you know. I mean, it's all good. You know, it all comes out in the wash. You know, he don't seem to mind. So, you know, you got to catch up on some good TV, you know, some good entertainment. And, you know, you need that escapism. Called, you know, that escapism, because you just, you know, get your mind off problems, get your mind off the times, you know. So that's the first thing you do. Forget that TP. You can use old newspaper. You can use a rag. You can use an old corn cob that's dried out, you know. That's how my grandpappy did it, you know. You know, he had a little bit of a sphincter issue in years to come. You know, he's called him a hard ass. I kind of figured out why, but that's number one, all right? Number two, you get to humping, okay? What they say in the old, in the octagon, the UFC, they say ground and pound. That's what I'm doing. We get on the ground and we pound, baby. And that's because the bed had bed bugs. So now we're on the ground doing things. So, you know, that bed, we wore them springs out anyways, right? From them springs, we got the offspring. So, you know, the world's a great place. Live in the greatest country, the United States, and that's a U.S. of A, baby. And we're coming back. We're going to bring sexy back to U.S. of A, to the red, white, and the blue, baby. Those colors don't run. They're bleeding right now, but they don't run. So you get to humping, you have some more babies. That's what the Bible says, right? Be fruitful and multiply. I never learned to multiply, but I understand the idea of it. I mean, it's all you got to know, right? So now, third tip, put your phone on silent, because I can tell you what, since I've blown up on this channel, I did my TED Talks, I'm supporting all these kids, you know, still got my side hustles, you know, and everyone and their mother are going to be calling you, looking for a handout. You got an extra roll of toilet paper. You got any of that hand sanitizers. No, you know, this ain't no time to be no charitable organization. You got to look out for your own. Okay. I'm not saying be a jerk about it, but the best way to do it is just to ignore people. All right. That's how we're going to get through this. Right. They said we got to do the quarantine thing. So you take it serious. You just say, you know, Uncle Sam told me I'm supposed to be minding my own P's and Q's. And I suspect you should do the same. Okay. Okay. Now, fourth tip, baby. Here's the biggest one. This is like packing heat, right? Let's say you're doing your dumpster diving, you know, your bottle collections or whatnot. Or maybe you call us the porch pirates, you know, getting some extra goodies from old Amazon that's leaving it on someone's porch. Well, in my book, if it's been there for as long as I've seen it, like if I laid eyes on it, it's as good as gone. Because I'll tell you what, if I had these fancy packages coming to my place, I'd be sitting on that porch waiting. I'd take the day off work if I had a job, waiting for them packages. These are trying times, baby. You got to look out for your own. So here's your tip, right? So someone eyes that bottle or that package before you, you start a coughing, and you cough hard, and you cough loud, and you cough often. Because if there's one thing people are deathly afraid of right now, it ain't the AIDS, right? It ain't someone with a gun or knife. It's somebody with the sniffles. So you take advantage of that fear, right? You give them tears for them fears. They don't want to be nowhere near your infested ass. So you take advantage of that. You cough. You get all the bottles you want. Get all the boxes you want and whatnot. Fifth tip, guys, we'll wrap it up right now, all right? You pray for Trump. Donald Trump, baby. Greatest president ever walked this land, right? And, you know, you hope for a better day. It looks like we may be getting our affairs in order, you know, just like I got my affairs in order and got Mama back. I just had to go back and watch my five tips, right? We're getting quite a catalog of content here. So I've had some publishers contact me about maybe making the old Forget Five Tip book, right? So it's in the works. You know, I'm not stopping just because I'm quarantined and I'm tethered, all that stuff. I mean, if I end up having to go to the big house for a little while, I have plenty of time to write. I have plenty of time to learn how to write and then write that book. So, all right, you guys, you stay safe. You critters, you get to hump and you make some babies, you get some snacks. And remember, them corn cobs, don't throw them away. That's some good wiping right there. All right, you guys take care of yourselves. If we survive this apocalyptic-like time, which we will because we're America, we've been here since the earth was found out to be flat. And since God came into this world, made it, and he started with the U.S. of A, the red, white, and the blue, baby. All right, you guys, praying for you, your family, your children, your grandpappy, you know, you watch them old folks, right? I mean, they're crusting, probably going to, you know, drop any minute anyways, but you hang on. They might have a policy in your name or something, so you take care of them, right? at least long enough to get your trust. I love you and all. If you want to cough on them after you know that they've, you know, before that ink dries on the wheel, you do what you got to do, right? All right. You're looking out for your children. I'll see you guys again soon.